Let us just bow our heads again, praise Lord. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you this morning for the precious blood of the Lamb. We thank you, Lord, that we have this great privilege that we can come from thy footstool into thy very throne room and into thy very presence because of the new and living way of the precious shed blood of the Lamb. Lord, we thank you this morning that you are risen indeed.
Hallelujah.
That the tomb is empty.
Glory.
You're the risen Savior.
Amen.
Help us, Lord, as we come round this communion table this morning to remember you.
Jesus.
To remember the work that was accomplished 2,000 years ago on the cross.
Jesus.
Where death, hell, and the grave was defeated.
Hallelujah.
And sin was dealt with.
Amen.
And Christ is risen.
Glory.
Lord, we worship you this morning.
Thank you, Jesus.
We know that thou alone art worthy, that there's no other one we can
Hallelujah.
Praise or give adoration to. But you, Lord, desire all of our praise and all of our worship. Lord, you will not give your glory to another. And we worship you this morning. Father, I pray the Holy Ghost will come in this room. Pray the power of God will come on your people. Pray, Lord, and say amen. To all the brothers praying this morning.
Glory.
Indeed, that thou would raise a mighty standard, Lord. Indeed, that thou would move with thy spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And thou will defeat the devil again. And all his cohorts. In Jesus' precious name. Father, I pray you raise a band of people up. To stand for thee. In Jesus' precious name. Now, Lord, bless your word till our hearts this morning. And I take the promised Holy Ghost to help me. And I thank you to it. Lord, wash me afresh in the blood of the Lamb. And I shall be whiter than the snow. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. I want us to turn to 1 Corinthians 15. I have no sermon as such this morning. I don't know what's happening, but... I had a message all prepared again. Same as Wednesday night. And I went up this morning and I was going to preach on Say So. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. But I couldn't do it because I just thought about the resurrection. I was reading the Bible. My wife got me, I think it was last Christmas or my birthday, I'm not sure which. John Higgy, and I found a little something in there, a gem. I've copied it. I'm going to read it this morning. And I want us just to remember the Lord. I'm not going to be long this morning. We're going to have communion. We've never had communion in the morning. Some people maybe think we shouldn't have it in the morning. Well, the Bible says as often as you meet.
Amen.
Now, if we had our own hall, I would have it on a Saturday night, once every month. Feet washing and all, but we don't have our own hall. That's another benefit of our own place. But a lot of brothers have said we need to do it more. Who agrees?
Yes.
I agree with that.
Amen.
We can get slack in all these things. And we need to remember the Lord. It's all about the Lord.
Amen.
It's not about nobody else.
That's great.
It's about the Lord.
Amen.
Let's read then verse 3 and verse 4 of 1 Corinthians 15. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. You may be seated, praise God. I was at a man's house yesterday, and I was leaving couple of things, boxes he was giving me, wee wooden boxes. And I was leaving and I noticed all these people, and I don't know if they're Mormons or Jehovah's Witnesses, but they're one of the two. And I thought to myself, maybe it should stop them. Seen the time of what if. But you know they have no message. No message at all. And the strength of our message is in these verses here this morning. Our message is two main things here we can see straight away. First of all, Jesus Christ died that our sins might be forgiven.
Amen.
There's no other message has the power to forgive sins.
Amen.
But the message of the blood of Jesus Christ.
Glory.
For the Word of God tells us the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses me from all sin and from all unrighteousness. The most important thing is to be washed in the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
No religion can clean you.
Right.
No religion can cure you. No church joining can cure you.
Yes.
No handshaking can deliver you. But there's power in the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
To cleanse every sin.
Right.
Not just to cleanse them, but to wash them away from the memory of God. For he says, thy sins and iniquities will I remember no more. For they're cast away into the sea of God's great forgetfulness. This message we have this morning is a powerful message. Because even if you have come in here this morning guilty, even if the devil's trying to condemn you this week, the blood of Jesus Christ lays there for you.
Amen.
And you can call on the Lord. I'll be cleansed again and washed again. And the blood, the Bible says, and the hymn writer says, shall never lose its power.
Amen.
I tell you, we're working the sun this morning. It hasn't stifled. It hasn't congealed.
Amen.
It never dried up.
Yep.
It never wasted away. But the blood of Jesus Christ speaks better things than that of evil. It's living blood. There's vitality in this blood. There's potency in the blood of Jesus Christ. The most powerful that there could be anywhere in the blood of Jesus. You know why? Because it's God's blood. That's why we believe Jesus was a man, but he was more than a man.
Amen.
He's supreme deity. Hallelujah.
Glory.
I tell you, no other religions have the message we have, because we read here in verse 4, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the scriptures. The tomb that Jesus was laid in is empty this morning. Joseph Smith's tomb's not empty.
That's right.
The Mormon tomb's not empty.
Right.
The Jehovah's Witness tombs are not empty.
Yeah.
Do you believe that?
That's right.
It's a false religion.
That's right.
And all religions that's not this religion are false religions.
That's right.
This is the true, one and only true religion. Jesus Christ is risen.
Amen.
From the dead.
Amen.
I tell you, that gives the gospel its power.
Amen.
It gives the gospel its power because the Word of God says that he's now seated at the right hand of the Majesty on high, and he ever liveth to make intercession for the saints. Jesus is praying for you, my sister, this morning. He's praying for you, my brother, this morning. You have a living high priest.
Amen.
One that prays for you. One that intercedes for you. One that you can go to.
Glory.
And he'll hear your cry. And he'll answer you. No other religion has a priest like this priest. But this is a living priest. The Word of God says he's touched by the feeling of our infirmities. He knows every pain we suffer. He knows everything we're going through. Because he is the comforter. The Bible calls him the Comforter.
Right.
We sing the song, the Comforter has come, praise God.
Amen.
Now I want to read you this morning. I copied this down. I told you I have no notes, but I copied this down this morning just so I could read it. And this blessed me. Nikola Ivanik, Bucharin, editor of Izvestiga, once journeyed to Kiev to conduct a re-educational assembly. His task was to address thousands of people with local influence about atheism. For a solid hour, he thundered against Christianity with reason and ridicule. At last, he finished and looked out over the audience. Are there any questions? He asked. Bucharim demanded. A solitary man arose, asked for permission to speak. He mounted the platform and stepped right next to the communist. The audience was breathlessly silent as the man surveyed. Then first to the right, then to the left. At last he shouted the ancient Orthodox Christian greeting, "Christ is risen." Never tried to defend anything. Never tried to preach. This fellow took an hour. This man spoke two words.
Glory.
Christ is risen.
Amen.
Would he hear the result?
Hallelujah.
I tell you, you don't need a sect with Jehovah's Witnesses and sect of Mormons for hours to argue. You know they're false.
That's right.
You know they're not in Christ.
That's right.
Jesus is risen.
Amen.
And you know you're not going about with a stick looking for eternal life. But the Word of God says, him that hath the Son hath eternal life. Don't need to search for it. You have it. If you've got Jesus, you've got life. And that more abundantly. I better read this and stop preaching. The Ukraine assembly arose as one person and in response broke like a wave over the Bucharim. He is risen indeed. That was their answer. The whole audience rose as one man and all said, he is risen indeed. They believed it. Stalton executed Bucharin in 1938. Stalton died of a brain hemorrhage in 1953. The Marxist Linux brand of communism nearly disappeared with the Soviet Union in 1990. The Orthodox still greet one another on Easter morning with, he is risen. He is risen indeed. That should be our cry. We should know he's risen, and because he's risen, we're seeing. Because he's risen, we have a hope, and a hope, the Romans 5 says, hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us.
Amen.
You know the Holy Ghost in you, you've got life.
Glory.
And you've got life more abundantly. For the Bible says in Romans 8, and the same Spirit that raised up Christ from the dead dwells in you. It will quicken. That means make alive your mortal body.
Glory.
He's risen. We're here this morning to remember that Jesus is risen. We're not here to hear some new doctrine or some new fanatical faith, but we're here to know he's risen. Christianity's real. The power of the gospel's real. Jesus is risen. I tell you, we have someone to thank God about. God's done a miracle for you already in that he saved you.
Right.
He delivered you. Set you free. You're here.
Right.
Thank God for that.
Amen.
Central to the Christian belief is the certainty that Jesus, who died on the Good Friday, as the one sacrifice for all sins of all time, rose from the dead on Easter morning as evidence that a sacrifice was acceptable to God and that the power of death has been broken forevermore. The early believers proclaimed the resurrection within days of its occurrence. No one could produce the body of Jesus, prove the resurrection claim a fraud. What happened to Jesus' body? And there's five things here they argue about, and I'm going to answer them. And I'm not going to belong this morning. I'm sure you'll hear all these in your Bible. Five possibilities. The disciples stole Jesus' body away. Didn't even tell that. Did you know that there was people in the Bible time paid to tell that? Here's another one. The Jewish or Roman officials secretly moved the body right after burial to prevent it. It's theft. The third one, the women went to the wrong tomb. Do you really think they're stupid? I don't. And an angel meet them at the wrong tomb. But this is the sort of stuff people want us to believe today. Number four, Jesus had not been dead. But he was acclimatized during a deep sleep when he came out of it. But my Bible says he was pierced in the side and blood and water came forth for the healing of the nations. And when they came to break his bones, remember that the psalmist said, not a bone of his body shall be broken. And when they broke the legs on the cross of the victims, and when they came to break Jesus' legs, he was already dead. You know, when I thought about this, and I think about what some of these false religions believe, they believe there's no physical body in heaven. You know, that's a Mormon. The Mormons are Jehovah's Witnesses. One of them false, they are real cults. That's what they preach. And there's some circles that's going around. Well, I want to tell you it's false teaching. Because the Bible says Jesus appeared to Thomas after the resurrection. And he said, look at these hands. Touch them and see that it's me. I tell you something, isn't it great we've got the Bible? Isn't it great it's your absolute? Isn't it great that you can look in this book and go back to the true rock, the true foundation, and expose all that's false? Thank God for the Word of God. Thank God for Wycliffe. Thank God for Tyndale. Thank God for Martin Luther. Thank God for men of God. Now let me just answer this just for a few moments. The tomb was guarded to prevent such an occurrence. Matthew 27 tells us that. In verse 62 to 66, they guarded the tomb because they feared somebody would steal it. So the tomb was guarded. And I want you to know this morning in this service, and you can search this and find it out, if a Roman soldier had let anything happen, it would have been death to him. There was tough stuff there, you know. How many knows that? You read it and you'll see it. I've studied these things. I know what I'm talking about. Here's the other one. The officials would have produced the body and ended the rumor. If he's risen, then it said, here he is. If he wasn't risen, when they said, here he is, we fired him, we've got him. They couldn't do it. Because he walked amongst them. He's alive. Here's the third one. Someone who supposed the disciples would have corrected the mistake. Do you not think they would have? Number four, Jesus had been stabbed in the side with a spear. The Bible says, pierced John 19:34, and pronounced dead. Now do you think these men that did all these crucifixions for all these years and for so long wouldn't know when somebody's dead? Certainly they would know. If Jesus wasn't dead, then it broke his legs. But the Bible says he was dead. You know, some people don't believe the Lord did die. Well, they have no gospel. My brother, where would you get that from? Hebrews. For the Bible says in Hebrews that it's of no strength while the testator liveth. But there has to be a death of the testator to make it effective. And Christ died to make this message effective. Thank God it's effective this morning. You can read Mark 6 and 3. Or Matthew 27, 65, all these scriptures. His tomb was closed with a stone. The women couldn't move it in Mark 16, verse 3. And guarded by soldiers who would have noticed half a dead man making a getaway in Matthew 27. Do you think they'd have been that stupid? But these are the stuff that people believe today. People believe nonsense. And when you have rock foundation, they won't want it. Isn't it strange? We're living in a time, we're living in a generation when people don't want the simplicity of the gospel. Look, even a brother mentioned it in his prayer. Who would ever thought that you'd have this come through over here? Abortion. Who would ever have thought? Who would ever have thought he would have all these rights? That a wee child can tell his parents, I'll tell you what, I don't know what I am. Well, have you not got his birth certificate or hers? What's it say on it? Male or female? Whatever it says on it, that's what they are. When you see the devil's coup, he does away with lawlessness. Does away with all the things that used to be in schools. People said, oh, but it was over the top. Well, it's under the top now. Like it came, still here. Never fizzed me, did it? Still here. Don't be the power good. Some lads need a good raw. Now and again. Talking doesn't work. The Bible says that the rod's for the back of a fool. My mother could never control all us fellas. But I can guarantee you my dad did. As soon as he came in, silence. My sister knows it. But do you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's been done away with today. If you went too hard today or done something today and they mention it at school, you'll be arrested. They tell them, ring up, here's a number to ring. What about these? What about a doctor? No. That doesn't want to commit murder.
Yes.
And refuses to do this. What about her or him? What position does that leave them in? They're to say nothing. They're to do nothing. So the Christians' rights and the Christians' beliefs are thrown out. I tell you, William Branham prophesied of this day coming. The Bible speaks of it. A day of lawlessness. That's the day we're living in. People that don't want to recognize the resurrection. Look, the Apostle Paul wrote more than 500 witnesses saw Jesus in one resurrection appearance, and the most of them were still alive. If his readers asked 1 Corinthians 15:6, the best explanation is verse 5, he's risen. Look at verse 5 and 6. And he was seen of Cephas, there of the 12. After they were seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. The Lord was seen risen. The Lord was seen alive.
Amen.
Do you realize some of the things people are following today? Now you could look at those people that go around them doors and say, look at the great zeal they have. Look at the great work they're doing. But it's of the devil. It's not God. It's absolutely contrary to the word of God. Now let me read a few scriptures. We're going to come to communion. Now Tony, it won't be long. I want to give time this morning. Somebody can thank the Lord. Psalms 16, verse 10. I just want to read a few verses here and there. This morning, that's all I feel led to do. I could have come and preached your sermon, but I didn't feel led to do that. I want us to be reverent this morning and really consider these things. Psalm 16, verse 10 and 11. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell. Now I heard a famous preacher, and I don't need to mention his name. Brother Ewell and me were in the car, we listened to it, we replayed it, you remember, brother, several times. We thought we were hearing things. And this famous preacher, now this is the same preacher that loves the Pope, publicly stated it. He's a brethren with the Pope. Well, I'm not. I agree with Paisley, from the crown to the big toe. I'm against him. You'd better believe it.
All right.
He said that Jesus had to go to hell to be born again. As if there was something in him. I want to tell you that my Bible says that he knew no sin and he had no sin. And the only reason I believe what Reinhard Bonnke said, that Jesus plundered hell that he might populate heaven. Know why he went to hell? Because he took the keys of the devil. That's what your Bible tells you. He went down to the deepest caverns of the dam and he led captivity captive. And he rose up. And he took the keys of death, hell, and the grave. But this preacher said he had to go to get born again. Did you know somebody that needs regenerated needs born again? But Jesus never needed regenerated, for he was life. He was God manifested in flesh to destroy the works of the devil. He shook the underworld. And you know there's another shaking coming because the devil knows he's only a short time to go. Look at this. For I will not leave my soul in hell, neither will I suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life, and the presence of his eye fullness of joy, and at the right hand, the pleasures forevermore. The Lord was raised within 3 days. Ain't that something? Now go with me to Isaiah. Isaiah 53 verse 10. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin. That's why he went down. He didn't go down there because he needed something for himself. He went down because his soul was made an offering for sin for you and me. We were lost without the Lord. We were dead without the Lord. He didn't do it for himself. He done it for you. And he done it for me. John 3:16. God so loved the world. What's verse 17 say? For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days. The pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many. For he shall hear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion of the great. And he shall divide the spoil with the strong. Because he hath poured out his soul unto death. And who come and say, grieve the body of Jesus. You know, years ago I preached a sermon in America in 1991. I stole it from AAL. If you want to know. Craving the body of Jesus. You know where he got his tax from? Cigarette box. Craving A. Now where would you get that in scripture? Joseph of Arimathea. Joseph of Arimathea went into and he craved the body of Jesus. And you know the Bible said he made his grave with the rich and the poor. Joseph of Arimathea was a rich man. And you know the thief beside him was a poor man. And he put him in a tomb for never man in the land. He bought a special tomb. Joseph was rich. And all, every single scripture dovetails. Every single scripture is for a reason and for a purpose.
Right. Amen.
I was read someone the other day and somebody was asking this man, could you suggest to me 2 great books I can read? Now listen, nobody's probably much more books than I have, but the best book you can read is this book. The Bible's the greatest book. You can take any subject and try and link it, and it'll take you all through the Bible back and forward. It'll run a trail. And all these things are wonderful. And he shall see the travail of a soul, and he shall satisfy his with knowledge. Shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall hear the iniquities. Therefore I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he had poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors. There's your feast. And he bore the sin of many, and made intercessions for the transgressors. Jesus done it for us.
Amen.
He done it for us.
Glory.
When you come round this communion table, and I want to tell you flatly this morning and straightly, and I want you to waken yourself up, and I'm making no apologies for this language. I want you really to get this. You need to shake yourself this morning, for what matter what the devil's told you in your thinking and what the devil said to you in your mind, Jesus Christ loves you.
Amen.
He paid the price for you.
Amen.
You'll never be good enough. I could never be good enough, but he was.
Amen.
And we accept him.
Amen.
We're benefactors of what he's done. And the Lord has paid the price. You're going to go down the road of been good for this and good for that when you get the wee marks out. How many stars will you have this week?
Right.
You can't do it.
Hello.
Jesus done it.
Yeah.
And I tell you, he pleased the Father in heaven. The Bible says God was satisfied. God was satisfied. And you're accepted in the Beloved. Even if you can't fully understand it, even if you can't fully accept it, the Word of God says you're accepted in the Beloved.
Amen.
I believe the Spirit spoke to us on Wednesday and really told us, you're anchored no matter about anything. It's not down to your own works. It's down to what the Lord done.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And this is what the Lord done. He died for transgressors. Died for me. Thank God he's risen.
Amen.
The tomb's empty this morning. And I'm going to take no more time. I want to turn to 11. 1 Corinthians 11, and we read our communion. And you know, we could preach from this, these verses as well. Verse 23. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you, this do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood, this do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. So whether it's in the morning or evening, you're showing the Lord's death. Verse 27, wherefore whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine his neighbor. No. Let a brother judge another brother. No. God wants you and me to examine ourselves. How, brother, in the light of the Word of God? And here's someone I want to say, if you've sinned, the blood lays there for you. For we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. The epistle says the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all unrighteousness. You say I'm not for it should be. I'm really feeling this morning. I'm going to deal with this now. It's a devil's demon that wants to tell you that continually. That's a devil. The Lord doesn't tell you that. That's a demon. It's a false voice. Because if you've been cleansed by the blood of Jesus, you're clean. I don't agree with Psalms that say 99 and a half, there's a wee bit left. Absolute nonsense. No scripture for it. The Bible says the blood of Jesus cleanses from all sin. 100%. What about that prophet when he went in the restaurant and he saw that woman? He started to condemn her because she was showing her body. And the Spirit of God come to him. God showed him his own life, what it would be without the blood. And he gave him a vision of a bumper in a car. He tells it. And he said that bumper was to protect you. You should have said, you should have failed, but it protected you. It saved you. All of us have fallen short, but thank God for the bumper of the blood.
Amen.
Then these boys get up and preach. We don't believe in chemistry. We don't believe. Get away with them. I believe like Spurgeon. Don't go to hear them if they don't believe in the blood. Prophet of God said God showed him a vision. Do you believe God's servant? I do, because it's much of this book. He said God showed him the world and the blood circling the earth. That blood circles the earth. If God saw what was going on now in this country, it wouldn't the Lord. Remember, we're living in a day of grace. And if we weren't, none of us would be here. We're living in a day of grace. The blood of Jesus lays there for us. Thank God for the blood. Brother, don't condemn yourself no more. Sister, don't condemn yourself. The Lord loves you. Jesus paid the price for you. Devil's lying to you. He's the father of lies. He's afraid, you know.
Yes.
He's afraid that you're getting your feet and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, you cleansed me. Doesn't want you to do it. Why is that, brother? Because he knows what it says in Revelations. They overcame him by the word of their testimony and the power of the blood. I tell you, you're an overcomer.
Amen.
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 Overcomers don't go back. Don't take the long way around.
Glory.
Glory to God. They go straight up and over.
Glory.
And the crisis is beneath them on the ground. Jesus loves you this morning. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself. And so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. I want you to examine yourself. Know what we do. All of us are guilty. That was a good message, you know, for brother so-and-so. Didn't God really? That was a word for him. Well, what about you and me? Was it anything for us? We're quick to say who it's a word for. But what about us?
Amen.
The Lord wants every one of us to examine ourselves. And I'll tell you, if we'll do that, we'll have a big enough job.
Yes,
I want you to come this morning, reverently, prayerfully. We're going to have these evidence, we're going to ask the brothers to come. I want you to just sing and be free in the Spirit. If somebody wants to pray, pray. Whatever you feel to do. Jesus' name I pray.
Great and marvelous, glory, glory, glory. And unusual, all is glory. Let salvation's great and marvelous, glory, glory, glory.
Let's keep this attitude. Our brother's going to come and lead us in a few choruses. If someone wants to pray or sing, I want you really to feel free to do that. And I'm going to sit down and Father, we're preaching tonight. And John, are you away next week? Keep our brother John in prayer as he goes to England next week to preach. Please remember our brother in prayer. So I'm going to sit down and Brother Gary will come just with a few minutes yet and just. Let's just sing in whatever way the Spirit of God is. John wants to read something.
Jones.